Sylvia, it's always a pleasure to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
It's my pleasure as well, Jane.
You've had some unlikely material come your way recently, work that is not the usual thing your gallery handles. Tell us about the Sarge Marsh photographs, and who was Sarge Marsh?
Well, Sarge Marsh was a very important commercial photographer in Cincinnati for many, many decades, mid-century photographer, took pictures of every imaginable situation and scene in Cincinnati for commercial purposes. I came across his work serendipitously, really, through a client as I was working on a project highlighting Cincinnati scenes from the mid-century. And I ran into his work and I was immediately, I guess spellbound is the best way to describe it. You know, when you see something and you see that talent sort of coming through, having never met the person, that first impression. Well, I got my first visual impression through his photographs, and I was thoroughly amazed.
What kind of thing do we see in his photographs?
Every subject matter, but mostly I love the way that he took them. A lot of them were black and white with very, I want to say, rudimentary cameras. So his style and his talent really showed through his black and white photography, but many subject matters. The ones that I've been currently working with are in reference to the city of Cincinnati, the buildings of Cincinnati, and some of the highlights of the Cincinnati of the past, of the mid-century. But also, one thing that I've discovered is baseball. I've discovered baseball through Sarge Marsh. He took the most wonderful imagery of the game as it was happening. And he had ways of finding the best scenarios, the really, I guess, the heartwarming scenarios, Pete Rose signing autographs with the kids wide-eyed, that kind of thing, a little slice of Americana. So I've had a lot of fun discovering those in his collection of over 14,000 images that he took in his lifetime.
So are you doing something with those baseball photographs soon?
Yes. So our inaugural introduction through the Malton Gallery to Sarge Marsh's work is actually going to be called All-Star Visions, and it's in conjunction with the All-Star Games. We are going to be featuring Sarge Marsh's photographs of that baseball Americana at the gallery on the 10th through the 14th of July.
So he was a commercial photographer
he
by
was.
Trade, and I think he was a clever stager of photographs rather than a recorder as a strict news photographer is. What do you know about how he worked and how he set up a picture?
Well, I'm learning quite a bit as we go along, but some of, especially his architectural images, I found out he really did stage because of the commercial inclination for his work. He was getting paid to take these photographs, and he wanted to set a certain scene and a certain mood. And a lot of times he would do fun things, like if he wanted to take an image of Fountain Square at night, he would somehow, and I don't know how he did it, collaborate with all these high-rise buildings around there and have them turn on specific lights to get the kind of effect that he wanted. Pretty amazing.
Well, in what form is this material? I mean, do you have mostly negatives or are there prints as well?
I have negatives. I also have proof positives. There are prints, but mostly they are negatives, going 2x2 all the way into 8x10 format.
What are your plans and ideas for future shows of Marsh's work?
Well, as I go through the collection, and what we are doing right now, just as a little bit of background, is taking these fragile negatives and digitizing them in high resolution so that they can be cataloged for the future in terms of subject matter. So we're really kind of working through that right now to get a grip of what the collection is like. But there are images on architecture. There are images on shops that no longer exist. There are images of buildings going up and buildings coming down. The first images that came from Sarge Marsh, interestingly, were the flood of 1937. The last images that he did were the building of Riverfront Stadium, where he actually strapped his camera onto his chest and flew over, did aerial views of Riverfront as it was being built.
How old a man was he at this time?
He was quite old at this time. I would say he was probably in his mid-70s. Can you imagine hanging out of an airplane?
He's leaning out of the plane.
He's leaning out of that little prop plane taking photographs.
You've always been in the traditional fine arts field, Photography is a Johnny-come-lately to all that for some people. How do you feel about it?
I'm very, very excited about it. I'm considering this a life sort of project. Sometimes things come along that you just can't let go, that resonate with you. And this is a great opportunity for me to learn about a medium that I've not had a chance to experience at the Malton Gallery, and to kind of go through a process that I feel is very important in the documentation of these historical images that I think are very, very important to the history of Cincinnati.
I wanted to ask you, what are the photographs that you personally find the most interesting and perhaps the most surprising?
The thing that I find most surprising is, of course, the staging element. You think that because you have a camera, you can go out there and just capture that mood and that moment. But a professional photographer wants to create a certain mood within that opportunity, and I find that very interesting. I also find his use of black and white in all the genres of his photography. He did landscapes, beautiful pictures of the parks. As I said, he did architectural details. He did full buildings. But in his black and white, that idea of light and dark imagery, the way that he captured it, I think was just really beautiful to my mind and my eye.
Can you tell us a little bit about what limitations he would have had compared to today's photographers?
Well, that's an interesting question as well, because right now our photography is so sophisticated. And because of the digital availability, you can do so many things through Photoshop and through the manipulation of the photographs to get the desired effect. The way that the technology was at Sarge Marsh's time, the decades that he photographed, it was much simpler. So it really took an eye and it took a real feel to get the right end result. And if you were looking for something that was, you know, hazier, you really had to look for an opportunity for haze. It's not like you could put a filter over it. So I think for an artist to be aware of those opportunities and to envision how they would ultimately translate in a negative and then pulled as a positive, I think that's pretty amazing.
Do you know anything about what kind of training he had? Was he pretty much self-taught or what?
I'm not sure. That is something, this relationship, my romance with Sarge Marsh's work is very new. It's in the infant stages. And I'm sure that there must have been some artistic background in there. There has to be. Otherwise, he was just a plain old genius. So I'm quickly learning about that. I have to dive into his history, and I'm looking forward to learning all those things.
You want to tell us a little bit more about the exhibition that's coming up?
I would love to. So the photographs that Sarge Marsh took about the Big Red Machine, the Reds players, there are some just extraordinary imagery there, mostly in Crosley Field. And I've chosen those photographs to print and to make in various sizes that will be available for sale and for viewing during the All-Star Games. Our show is called All-Star Vision. We will have special extended hours, although we don't know what those are quite yet, at the gallery where fans can come in and just see what was going on at that point in time during a very pivotal and exciting time in the history of baseball.
Thanks so much, Sylvia, for coming in to talk with us about the Sarge Marsh photographs. We've been talking with Sylvia Rhombus of Malton Gallery about mid-20th century photographs of Cincinnati by the consummate commercial photographer Sarge Marsh. For more information, you'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.
He levels the bat a couple of times. Shaw kicks and he fires. Rowe swings.
There it is. Get out. Get out. Congratulate Pete Rose. And a kind of outpouring of adulation that I don't think you'll ever see an athlete get any more
on the shoulders of a couple of his teammates, Tony Perez and Dave Concepcion, the last two of the old guard from the Big Red Machine days of the 70s. And now as his teammates go back to the dugout, Red Zoner Marge Schott comes out to give Pete a great big hug and a kiss. Joe, quite an emotional scene here at the ballpark. This outpouring of affection from this standing room only crowd as he turns a complete circle, waving and doffing his batting helmet to the crowd. And the folks on this date, September the 11th, certainly have not been disappointed one iota.